Yeah, no, absolutely. It is a confidence thing. I mean, because you connect in practice, so you build that rapport throughout the week. And then when game time comes, you have the trust that you've done it in practice, that you feel comfortable making those throws. And you also know you trust the receiver, and you could just tell. Now, it's not like John Gruden designed or made up different plays.
Right.
It's just now when he called the plays, when you have that type of speed, now almost, you know, you're taking advantage of what the defense does. And a few of them was just poorly played by the Chiefs. But, man, you know, Derek Carr took advantage of them, and it was pretty sweet to see.
The ball, we look at the defense for the Raiders, and it's not a defense that by Pro Football Focus has graded out individually very well, even in the game against the Chiefs, but yet they did some things to slow down Patrick Mahomes. What did you see the Raiders defense do effectively to slow down the best quarterback on the planet?
Well, I think they switched some things up on him, but, you know, it was almost, I don't want to say what the Raiders did, but what Mahomes and the Chiefs were trying to do. I mean, they were trying to take deep shot after deep shot, and I think the Raiders did a good job of, you know, taking them away in a sense, but also the Chiefs just weren't on, you know. And I think with the aggressive play calling by Andy Reid and trying to get a bunch of chunks, it kept them behind, you know, behind on down and distance and things of that sort, where now all of a sudden, you know, if you get them in that position, it was quarter two for the Raiders, that really the offense sparked it, right? The offense came back, made a little run, and from there, being able to run the football a little bit here and there, and with Derek Carr's, you know, aggressive, you know, throws downfield, that's how you have to play the Chiefs. When you get your chances, you have to nail them, and Derek Carr nailed them. I mean, it was kind of cool to see because on Sunday we saw Derek Carr attempt 7 deep, 20-plus yard passes for us at PFF, and he hit on 4 of them and for a career high of 219 yards. And this tied the most deep attempts for Carr since John Gruden took over as head coach in 2018. So, you know, it's cool to see them, you know, doing it. And I think there's a lot more of that to come.
Well, and I thought, Bruce, what was more interesting, too, is because, you know, Ruggs is going to get the focus, and he gets the big bomb, and he mosses another dude, and, you know, he adds the vertical threat. But what was a good development for me, at least, was he wasn't just finding Ruggs, right? He had Aguilar on a pretty big catch for a touchdown. Like, it just seemed to open the field for Carr overall, and it wasn't just, let me go find Ruggs. It was, I'm just going to get aggressive and find a guy downfield.
No, absolutely. And that's what happens, man. When you get a deep threat that is making plays, I just remember when I was with the Steelers, and we had Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown, and Bryant made some unbelievable plays downfield and was really stretching the field. Now that opens AB up even more, and that's what you're seeing from this Raiders offense. I thought Aguilar, you know, coming in, making those plays, Henry Ruggs. I mean, so it was cool to see that it's kind of coming together. And I'll tell you what, they have weapons offensively. Then you have Josh Jacobs, you know, here and there, you know, just a physical back that's, you know, been doing a good job. I thought it was just a good overall performance, and also it just keeps them right in the division.
I'm curious, as a quarterback throughout your career, because I mentioned the Moss catch for Ruggs, like, it wasn't a great throw by Carr, but he kind of got bailed out. What is the relief like when you throw one up there like that and your dude totally bails you out and you're like, oh, well, thank God. Thank you, dude.
Oh, I mean, that's probably like the best feeling. Like, oh my gosh, thanks for throwing me out there. And but that happens. And also, too, when you have trust in your receivers, you'll take chances like that. You know, you'll take chances that, you know, that, look, it's one-on-one. I'm going to trust my guy is going to make a better play than their guy. And a lot of times, you know, if you have that guy, a receiver that can do that, you know, that could get done. You know, when I played in Cincinnati with A.J. Green, that's how we looked at things. You know, and A.J. is a different type of player, but when he even had two guys on him, you know, John Gruden's brother, Jay Gruden, used to tell us, just throw it up. Let AJ make a play.